find salvation in a world that's left us cold? Can we get back to the altar, back to the arms of our first love? There's only one way to the Father, and he's calling out to us.
Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. As you're watching this video, are you brokenhearted? Do you need deliverance because you feel captive? And because of the wiles of the devil, you've become blind to the gospel and the truth of Jesus Christ, but you realize and you feel that conviction, and you recognize that it's time to turn back home. There's one that can set you free, but I know what you're gonna say. You're trying, and as you try, the wiles of Satan, the demonic forces, as Ephesians 6:12 says, the principalities, the rulers of the darkness of this world are tearing at your very flesh. That's when you see the beauty of the gospel. Instead of running from God, you need to start running to God. Let the devil run, not you. Let the devil run because he is defeated, not you. And as you're watching this video, if you have fallen short, but you feel that conviction deep within you, repent. God is faithful. He will restore you. He will renew you. Proverbs 24:16, for a just man falleth seven times and rises up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. John 14:27, peace I live with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Oh, you've gone to the world and you've seen what the world can give, and it's a temporary pleasure, but then Satan comes knock, knock, knock to collect everything he gave you. It's not how Jesus gives. Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. You see, Proverbs 28:1, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion, right there where you're at right now. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, only you know who's watching this video right now. Only you know how far they've fallen off tracks. Only you know, Father. I know what it feels like to fall off track. What a horrible feeling when you become desensitized to sin. What a horrible feeling when your heart is hardened and you sin and you sin, and the deeper you fall into that sin, the harder it is to come out, until one day you realize that you're completely and utterly lost. You've gone out into the world. You've tried the pleasures of the world, yet you're finding yourself lost. In Jesus' name, I pray for you in Jesus' name. There's still time to come back home. in Luke 15:20, and he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Yes, you've fallen short, and I don't applaud that. Yes, you find yourself in a position that you're lost, and I don't applaud that. But there's a Heavenly Father that's looking for you, that's looking at you from a far way off, just waiting for you to come home. When you come home and you repent, He's just and will forgive you. Don't run away any longer. In Jesus' mighty name, we rebuke the powers of darkness, the spirits of wickedness all over this world, whatever entities, whatever demons of lust, whatever demons of pride have gotten a hold of you. May the Lord rebuke them in Jesus' name. Be free in Jesus today. May God bless you and your family.
You've done it again, Lord. You've done it again. You are good and you are mighty and you are merciful. And you keep taking care of me when I don't deserve it. Praise you, Jesus. You are Lord. Give me another one, Lord. Guide me to who you want me to help. Raise up more that will call upon your name. Raise up those that love you and seek you and trust you. Raise them up, Lord. Raise them up. Lord, we need a generation of believers who are not ashamed of the gospel. We need an army of believers, Lord, that hate to be lukewarm and will stand on your word above all else. Raise them up, Lord, raise them up. I pray for unity among those that love you. I pray that you open their eyes so that they can see your truth, Lord. I pray for your hand of protection and guidance. Raise up a generation, Lord, that will take light into this world, that will not compromise when under pressure, that will not cower, Lord, when others fall away. Raise them up, Lord, that they will proclaim that there is salvation in the name of Jesus Christ. Raise up warriors, Lord, who will fight on their knees, who will worship you with their whole hearts, Lord. Lord, call us to battle that we may proclaim you King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I pray these things with all my heart. Raise them up, Lord. Raise them up.